This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is Han.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Well, I love Han.
Han is
Dark
good.
Han. Yeah, this is phenomenal.
There's a lot about Han that seems like it's going to be a real straight putt.
Yep.
Mentions Yig, and I immediately, don't care for that. But
well, and just anytime you're mentioning another god.
Yes.
Any connections between these gods is to be suspect.
Yes.
I think.
It has Duralith stink on it when that happens. Yep. However, yep. I think the articulation of Han is where he shines.
Yeah. Han is cool.
Yes.
Han, one of the coolest things that these monsters and gods can do is appear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about that, like how they actually arrive.
Yeah, like with Cynothoglus, the sepulcher god or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so this guy, a big cold fog rolls in.
Mm-hmm.
And you see shapes moving throughout the fog.
Yes.
But you're not sure what they are. Everyone hears this like moaning in the fog.
Mm-hmm.
This phantom wind. And then you can see this gigantic cloaked figure with a skeleton or jack-o'-lantern face.
Yes. I love it. Unholy fire burning in its empty eyes, nose, and wide jagged mouth.
Yep.
As he moves, I'm just gonna read this because it's so good. As Han moves, bits of its cloak fall off, taking the shape of bat-like and serpentine shadows that fly or slither off into the night, carrying with them nightmares. Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. What does that mean? I don't care. and if you get on Han's bad side,
uh-huh.
No great shakes.
No.
Like it's fine. He touches you and you kind of rot.
Yeah.
In the fog, like it's pretty cool, this really horrific experience, mm-hmm. of being trapped in this like fog you can't see through.
Yeah.
With, well, this figure stalking you.
It's a 50 foot radius of fog.
It's a yard.
Oh yeah 50 yards. So yeah. Everybody who is within it basically loses their mind, going into a frenzy, seeing all kinds of hallucinations, or sometimes losing all of their senses. And basically, when he appears, this is a chance for the party to rip themselves apart. And the murder frenzy that he will inspire.
50% chance of killing your friends instead of Han.
Right.
Really phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And he rots you away. It's very scary.
Yes.
But mostly about the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cool thing, though, the winning move here is to worship Han.
Yes.
Because then you get the cooler side of this, where it allows you to divine the future. The way it makes it sound is like you can do it basically at will.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you do, you lose one sanity. But in a Wishmaster reporting for duty sense, every time it is something like dreadful.
Yes.
What a cool idea that you can see the future, but only the bad things that happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
What a fucked up like way to torture somebody.
Yeah. There's a really good short story in Callahan's. That is exactly that, where one person has five sight and they can only see disasters, and whenever they try to do it to avert them, they always make them worse.
That's amazing.
Yeah
But it's like very scary.
but I love, like, you can do it at will, you always see something. At a certain point, I would start thinking that he is messing with probability to make terrible things happen.
Oh, I mean, I don't think so. I think enough terrible things happen in anyone's life.
No, true.
You know, like there's just always terrible stuff.
Yeah. No,
you know, unending, string of disasters in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
Things
don't always get better.
Yeah. You know, and even some things get better, but there's enough things,
mm-hmm.
that something will always be worse. So whenever this happens, when you see a loved one die, you lose sanity. When you see your own death, you lose sanity. That makes me think of the Cyclopses and Crawl.
Mm-hmm.
Who could see the future but only seen their own death,
right?
Which were great. And then eventually, if you lose all of your sanity, you go blind and deaf, and the only things you can see and hear,
mm-hmm.
are predictions of horrible things happening in the future.
God, I love it.
It's amazing. Like, imagine being trapped in that. You have no senses, and if you try to reach out, all you can see are horrible things that happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Super great.
Yeah. I would blind myself.
Yeah.
Like I would like try, I would do the man with x-ray eyes, I would rip my own eyes out. Yeah,
you're blind in the first place.
Yeah, but I would still try and take them out.
You might try, but it's happening directly at your head.
Maybe.
You're fucked at that point.
Yeah, I gotta try something.
Like, you're blind, like taking your eyes out isn't gonna stop you from having these visions.
I don't know,
because you're already blind.
Yeah, maybe. That's just kind of your opinion.
You
want
to roll the dice on this one, Cole?
I don't know. What do I have to lose?
Not, well, you could not get into this situation.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if I'm there, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that the throwing yourself off a bridge or something,
yeah,
is probably,
I'm not really great at like surgery or anything. I'd probably die. when I took the eyes out. Yeah, no, I mean, it wouldn't be great, but.
Well, how much money would someone have to give you to try to take your eyes out at home?
At home?
Yeah. Like, there's the stuff you have around your house right now.
I don't know. I mean, a little bit more.
Give away this money, too. So it's not just enough, like, if the amount is, like, enough for you to live and that's not enough. Right. Like, think about, you know, fixing the water in Flint and stuff. But you have to try to remove your eyes at home with stuff you have around the house.
Okay. I mean, so that would be, as opposed to going to, like, a facility. So was it one eye or two?
Both.
Both? Okay. As opposed to going to a facility that has, like,
Arby's or something.
Yeah. Right, as opposed to going to an Arby's. I don't know. I like seeing quite a bit.
It's pretty cool.
No, and what you're setting up is anything that I say that is not, I take $1 and send it to Flint, makes me into a monster. So, yeah, what you've done.
Who's the Han now?
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.